Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is, to people as they are.
We see that he says, "Surely I come quickly." And then look at verse number 12. And my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. Now, this thing about the rewards is very, very, very important. We don't go to heaven because of our work or because of our deeds. We go to heaven because we place our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that salvation, it's not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works. Lest any man should boast, simply saying you cannot work for your salvation. It's a gift by the grace of God through that vehicle of faith, by trusting and placing your faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. That gets you to heaven, not a work, lest any man should boast. However, when we stand at the judgment seat of Christ, we will be judged, not according to our relationship with Jesus Christ. That's been settled at the cross. Matter of fact, let me share just 30 seconds with you on something. In a couple weeks, we're going to begin our study in the book of Hebrews in Sunday school. I've been reading through the book of Hebrews, and this morning I was in chapters 9 and 10. And man, I wish I could just start right there. It gets so good about Jesus. He once and for all, he died for us. And it talks about that our sins are forgiven. And he remembers them no more. Amen. Because of the blood he shed on Calvary. He was so much better than the upper. Matter of fact, we'll learn that Jesus Christ, right now, he's the mediator. He has that threefold prophet, priest, and king. Okay, that was his threefold. Anyway, homework assignment. Over the next few weeks, start reading the book of Hebrews. It's so good. It's so good. I'm just saying, Jesus has already paid the price for our sins, and he will never, ever shed blood again. Once and for all, he did that. Amen and amen. However, when we as believers stand before Jesus at the judgment seat of Christ, he's going to judge us according to what we did. Now, let me say this, okay, and I'm going to move on. While I'm saying, turn me to let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter number 3 first. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse number 11 through 15. While you're finding your place, 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, at the judgment seat of Christ, I hear preachers all the time says that all of our sins, they're under the blood. I understand what they're saying. They're forgiven. But those are sins that you've confessed. First John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. When we get to the judgment seat of Christ, we're going to stand accountable of what we did in this body. We call it the sins of omission, sins of commission. Those sins that we committed, those things that we did that we didn't ask for forgiveness for, we're going to hold. Matter of fact, in Hebrews, again, I read that this week. I'm going to leave it alone. I won't run that one. Anyway, then there's sins of omissions, those sins that we did not, those things that we did not do that we should have done. We're going to be accountable for that. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse number 11, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. We build upon Jesus Christ. Now, verse number 12. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. In other words, every man's performance, what you did after you were saved for him. It doesn't determine if we get to heaven. Are you following? We're already there. But Jesus said, my reward is with me. And verse number 13 says, every man's work shall be made manifest. The word manifest literally means to be made known. He will inspect us. Again, I used to have a member of this church many, many, many years ago, and I think of this illustration when I think of God's inspection. He will inspect our fruits. what we did for him. He will look at our motive, our methods, our means. Some people look and, boy, ain't he doing a good work? Well, God really looks past that and he looks at the heart. Why did he do what he did? I know that's not good English, but we talk about he's going to be made manifest. He's going to inspect our fruits. Had a member here 30 years ago. He was a fruit inspector for the agriculture department. And he would go around to shipping houses, other places, and literally inspect their fruit. Make sure it's, you know, the good fruit, bad. Anyway, it's interesting. This is what the Lord would do for us and with us there at the judgment seat of Christ. Every man's work shall be made manifest. And notice every believer is going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ. We're not going to escape this, okay? We're going to stand before him. Unbelievers are going to stand at the great white throne judgment for unbelievers, but we as believers are going to be at the Bema seat, the judgment seat of Christ. Every man shall be made, work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, wood, hay, stubble, gold, silver, precious stones, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Did you do this for Christ or did you do it for yourself? Did you do it for somebody else? Purpose of the judgment seat of Christ. If any man's work abide, which he built thereupon, he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward if it stays. And that those penetrating eyes of Christ, he looks at every person's life and he uses this term, it will be burned. And what lasts, you get a reward. And he shall receive reward. But verse number 15, if any man's work shall be burned, it's not talking about you going to hell. So about all these things that you did for Christ, and you did not do it for him, you did it for your own glory, for your own gain, you'll suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, escape the fire, yet so as by fire. Some of the old preachers used to preach, and I would hear a long time ago, people get to heaven by the skin of their teeth. I know what they're talking about. But nobody gets to heaven by the skin of their teeth, you know. You get to heaven by the grace of God. What they're talking about, you get to heaven, you have no reward. You did nothing for Christ. You'll be saved. You'll be delivered, entered into heaven, but you have no reward. We see in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 10. Let me just back up verse number 6. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, I say, and rather willing to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. In other words, I'd much rather be with the Lord. Wherefore, we labor that present or absent, we may be accepted of him. Now, again, this does not mean you are earning your salvation. It literally means well-pleasing, that what we're doing here on this earth, are we well-pleasing to the Lord? Whether we labor, again, that's that thought about work, that endeavors, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. Verse number 10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Remember earlier it said every man. This one says all. Again, he's talking about believers. We cannot escape it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Now back to Revelation chapter number 22. When Jesus says this, behold, I come quickly, verse number 12, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Remember, salvation is a gift, but these rewards are earned. Are you seeing the difference? Salvation is a gift of God. These rewards are earned.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.